I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Our GeoQuiz today asked you about an unusual expedition to Antarctica. New Zealand's Antarctic Heritage Trust plans to send a team out there in January. The team's mission is to try and recover some very old whiskey. Two cases of the stuff have been buried for over a century in the ice. They're under a hut once used by polar explorer Ernest Shackleton. The hut is near Cape Royds on the west end of Ross Island. That's the answer to our GeoQuiz, Ross Island. Richard Patterson is a master blender for the White and Mackay Whiskey Distillery in Glasgow, Scotland. The company is behind the unusual expedition to Shackleton's hut.
My understanding is the cases are just located about 6 feet below the hut, about 24 bottles. And obviously, from a master blender's point of view, I'd love to get a hold of one or two of these bottles to examine what the style was in 1907. Because we would expect the whiskies from the 19th century would be very heavy, very peaty, sort of medicinal in character, with lots of body and structure. But if you keep it as this one has been in a fridge for over 100 years, then something might in fact give. We really won't know the answer until we actually take it out and extract some of the liquid from that bottle and nose it and then do some analysis on it.
So as master blender for the White and Mackay Distillery in Glasgow, are you really anxious to get these cases or at least one bottle from these cases up to your distillery?
Enough. I mean, for us to have a whiskey in a fridge for over 100 years, I would love to see has the ice affected it. We just do not know the answers. But for people to say, well, let's just leave it in the Antarctica, would be really disappointing. And that's why I really would dearly love to see. If I get one bottle, I'd be pleased. But if I get two bottles, I'd be even more delighted.
Now, White and Mackay donated a couple of cases to Shackleton for his expedition. What was this, like early product placement?
This was actually 25 cases. Remember, it was a way of helping a man who was going to the unknown. And quite often, companies, whether it be whiskey companies, wine companies, or even, you know, biscuit companies, or even clothing manufacturers, wanted to sponsor these kind of people, hoping that this would help them on their way. And whiskey, port, brandy, which we donated, was no exception to that.
Well, he never...
We actually have a letter... actually dated by Ernest Shackleton, signed by himself, acknowledging receipt of these cases. So it is an absolute legitimate story we have.
Ernest Shackleton never got a chance to put a photograph of one of the bottles of scotch on his Facebook page. But I'm wondering, and this is going to be pretty good for you now for sales for the White and Mackay Distillery.
It certainly brings home that, one of our blends helped to stimulate a great man. For that's why we're very much waiting to see if they'll go in January, because that's when they said they would do it, and see if they can retrieve it. My thoughts go to these poor people that go out there, because the weather conditions out there are so unfavorable, and I just hope they manage to get and see and unearth these golden liquids.
Well, we hope you get at least one bottle of it. Richard Patterson, master blender at the White and Mackay Whiskey Distillery in Glasgow, Scotland. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you very much indeed.